what about if, about New Orleans, you might say, I was...
That's a time, the French people, when I was a child growing up, they spoke of New Orleans as en ville, in the city. That's what they meant. And when they said in the city, they meant New Orleans. You understand? That's the way they expressed it. Anybody that used the term en ville, which it translates means in the city, meant New Orleans.
What about
because Baton Rouge was just a little town in those days, maybe about 10,000 people, you understand? And if they wanted to go to a big city, the only close one was Baton Rouge. Even Houston or Dallas were not big in those days. You'd have to go to maybe Atlanta, Georgia before you run into a big city. Memphis?
Yeah. And you might say, well, you've been away for a while and you came back and somebody might say, where you been? You might say, oh, I was...
Well, I was in New Orleans, or Baton Rouge, or...
Oh, I've been...
Off?
Off to where, or off...
Well, you name the place, you understand?
Okay. Like, for example, the river, going up the river, you'd say, I've been... to Memphis, I've been where? Or to Natchez, I've been... Or any other places that would be frequently traveled to around here?
No, New Orleans was the main point where they all went down to. Now, if they left the state, they hardly went to any southern city. They went to New York, Cincinnati, Chicago. Things like that from this section. And I remember when I was growing as a kid. Because the other cities were not large. We really had no, Houston was just a small, Houston is a million and some odd people today, but at that time Houston wasn't over maybe about 50,000 people, Texas. Dallas was maybe a little larger. Memphis was maybe, say, 150,000. New Orleans was a city of about 700,000-800,000 in those days. You understand? Then you had to go to Atlanta, the next biggest city around in the South. And then if you want the real big city, you had to go north to Chicago, Cincinnati, Cleveland.
Okay, on the eastern coast you might
go. Yeah, New York, Boston, Philadelphia. You understand?
Boston.
There was really no big cities outside of possibly New Orleans and Atlanta, Georgia.
Okay.
Miami was a small place. It was in those days. Even it's hard to believe that only about
Miami,
yeah. You go back 50, 60 years ago.
Yeah.
All those places were small. You see, the bulk of the population lived in the country. Now we had more people living in this section 60 years ago than you have today.
Hmm. Now, you might say 4 o'clock is when school
lets out,
and then usually when you were in school, about the 1st of September was when school would. Wasn't that when school would?
Now, there's another expression I want to bring. You're making me think of it. It might be important. This being a Catholic section, they never mentioned the time when services started or when mass started. They said church starts at such and such a time. But you never heard the expression. So they never say mass is at 9:30. They say church begins at 9:30. Or if it's, well, Protestants were a little different, you know, the services. But since it was a Catholic community, they were translating it from the French into the English. You understand what they call a literal translation?
Yeah. Now you might say, we